Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Para pendengar sekalian, apakah imigrasi memperburuk krisis perumahan? Kedatangan ke Australia meningkat 73% dibandingkan tahun sebelumnya. Kita juga menghadapi krisis perumahan yang semakin buruk. Jadi, sepertinya migrasi telah menaikkan harga rumah.
We're ending migration system settings that drove temporary visa holders to stay long term, and we're introducing limits on international student numbers. We're taking action.
But by getting the migration policy settings right, the coalition can free up more houses for Australians.
Namun para ahli mengatakan hal tersebut tidak sesederhana itu.
When commentators and politicians attribute all problems in the housing market to high immigration, by definition, they're diverting attention away from the wide range of policy approaches that are required to deal with the housing crisis.
Peter MacDonald adalah profesor demografi emeritus di Australian National University. Dia mengatakan migran hanya mempunyai dampak kecil terhadap pasar pembelian rumah dan persewaan. Kebanyakan pendatang pada tahun lalu adalah migran sementara, yang umumnya tidak membeli rumah, menurut Profesor MacDonald. Dia juga mengatakan dampaknya hampir tidak ada pada pasar pembelian rumah.
There's further evidence of that. In the last year, property values surged in Adelaide, Brisbane and Perth, while the rises in Sydney and Melbourne were quite low. Yet Sydney and Melbourne received the lion's share of the new arrivals in the migration stream.
Mengenai pasar sewa, Profesor MacDonald mengatakan dampak migran sementara tidak sebesar yang diperkirakan banyak analis.
Most of the temporary migrants in the huge 22-23 intake were students and working holiday makers. Many students live in dedicated student accommodation, and on the other hand, working holiday makers live in backpacker accommodation, and lots of them are off in the bush at some point in time working in agriculture.
Profesor MacDonald mengatakan ada berbagai faktor yang mempengaruhi perumahan.
It is a crisis and it needs to be addressed, but by just saying that it's due to immigration, drop immigration, it's all going to go away. Well, it's not all going to go away.
Jadi, apa yang akan membuat hal ini berakhir? Associate Professor Perencanaan Kota di Universitas Queensland, Durina Puyani, mengatakan kita perlu membangun lebih banyak rumah.
Simply don't have enough houses for the population we have, and that's not simply attributable to migration. It's just we're not creating enough housing.
Data terbaru menunjukkan bahwa tingkat kekosongan sewa nasional berada pada tingkat yang sangat rendah, yaitu 1,42% menurut PropTrack, yang pada akhirnya menaikkan harga. Dan menurut Associate Professor Puyani, hal ini sudah terjadi sejak lama.
Around year 2000, we stopped producing new housing in line with demands, and prices have been going up ever since.
Solusinya tampak jelas, membangun lebih banyak rumah, terutama dengan harga yang terjangkau.
That means councils building their own housing or state governments building housing the way they used to in the past. But then it's also a question of working with private developers and asking them to allocate a portion of the housing they built, allocate it to lower income people.
Namun, semua ini butuh waktu. Jadi, apa yang bisa meredakan situasi untuk saat ini?
So people are always talking about all rents are unaffordable, and that's because we have too many migrants. And my response there is, no, rents are unaffordable because we don't regulate them. We could simply put a ceiling to the rents and then they'd be affordable. That it would be as simple as that.
Jadi, menyalahkan migran atas krisis perumahan yang kita alami tidak menyelesaikan penyebab dasarnya, dan hal ini juga dapat merugikan masyarakat.
I think what we're seeing is a lot of short-term politicking, dare I say, dog whistling, which I don't think is very helpful at all.
Abul Rizvi adalah mantan wakil sekretaris Departemen Imigrasi. Dia mengatakan kesalahpahaman ini memiliki konsekuensi nyata.
Certainly affecting, I think, the Australian community's understanding of immigration. It certainly affects the Australian community's support for immigration, which over the long term is very, very important.
Demikianlah laporan yang disusun oleh Olivia Dilorio dan dibawakan oleh Dilail Abimanyu.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.